We're joined today with two ladies from the Iowa River Hospice here in Marshalltown. We have Shauna Calloway, the executive director, and Maddie Calloway, the director of clinical operations. How are you guys doing today?
Great. How are
Good.
You?
Good.
I am doing well. I appreciate you guys stopping by. And you wanted to let our listeners know about an upcoming event. So, Maddie, can you first just kind of explain what's happening here with the Iowa River Hospice?
Yes, absolutely. So we are having our first annual golf tournament for Iowa River Hospice in Conrad on September 13th. This will be a 12 o'clock start. We are hoping to get 18 teams, two per hole, for a four-man best shot. We currently have 9 teams, so we're still looking for 9 other teams to be joining us. But with that will be mulligans and a 50-50 raffle, and we're going to do a silent auction that will have quilts and some even zoo tickets and just, you know, all things that people could try to grab, as well as free will donation for a meal and a lot of other fun stuff. So people can donate, sponsor, or play.
So, Shauna, this is a new event for you guys this year. Can you tell me what prompted you guys to do this event here this fall?
Yes, absolutely. Well, historically, as many know, that Iowa River Hospice has received much support from the community through the Night of Stars that's been held annually. This year, the Night of Stars is not being held, just kind of regrouping and, you know, changing committee members and kind of just taking a look at that. And we hope to bring that back next year. That is our plan. That's been held along with the American Heart Association. So both have received a lot of funding from that Night of Stars program that's been held at Elmwood the last few years. So not having that this year, we were thinking, you know, how do we support our Days of Care program? And just so individuals know what our Days of Care is, when an individual is at a point in their life where they need the hospice house, they come in, and the hospice benefit pays for their care, but the room and board, hospice does not cover that. So the individual is responsible for that room and board, but we do ours on a sliding scale. So if the individual cannot pay the full rate of room and board, then we're able to supplement with these types of funds. So this golf outing is specifically for Days of Care. So however you donate, if you're you know, donating for prizes, if you're donating for to play, or you're donating for the silent auction, all of those funds will go back to helping someone stay at the hospice house at that point in their life when they're in need of that.
So do you have a goal then, Shauna, for this golf tournament of how much money you want to raise?
Yeah, I mean, I think our goal would be, and again, I don't know a lot about golf outings, so, you know, I'm not sure if this is where this is at, if this is too low, too high, or spot on. But I think, you know, $10,000 is what we'd like to see raised this year. I think that would be great. Night of Stars, for many of you that have participated in that, raises a lot more money than that. But, you know, I feel like for a golf outing, first time out, kind of, you know, this was not like something we've been planning for a year, so it's a shorter amount of time to plan and get all this information out too, that, you know, we would be very satisfied with that, supporting our Days of Care program. And again, you know, 100% of the funds we get through this will go to that Days of Care program and help people to utilize the hospice house when they're in need.
Yeah, that sounds like an awesome program that you guys have. So, Maddie, you said that you have, as of this recording here on Wednesday, August 7th, you have 9 teams signed up. You're trying to get a total of 18 teams, 4-person teams. So what is this going to cost me as a total team?
Yes, yeah, so if you'd like to play, it's $250 per team.
Okay, so divide that by 4. You know, it's about $60 a person, then a little bit more than that to sign up and get your team together. Is there any, like, swag or anything that they're going to get for signing up as a team, or is there a lunch or anything beforehand?
Yes, yeah, so each individual golfer donated by the Farmer's Daughter, the Final Draft Film, and Conrad will be doing, like, little packages per golfer that they can have a tea, a koozie, things like that, as well as, yes, we're doing the meal after the golf tournament, and I have to shout out JBS as they donated pork, and then Smoke and G's as well is going to make the pork for us. So huge shout out to them, as well as Hy-Vee, who donated cookies, and we also will be having sides with that as well.
So can people just come out for that meal? Because I always like a good JBS smoked meat, and that's a great meal right there.
Yeah, it is, and actually we're going to have a lot left over. So we have talked about, you know, just selling some of that meat and, you know, continuing to raise those funds to go for our Days of Care.
12 o'clock start time. You guys have a silent auction going on as well. I imagine if there are any spouses or other family members, they could come out and look at that silent auction while their family's out playing?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. The more the merrier. We definitely want this to be a great event for everyone.
Can you tell me, have we missed anything about this event? Do you guys have like a hole-in-one or any prize for that going on? I know it's just the first year, so.
Yeah, absolutely. So first, you know, we have those sponsors. So again, if you are interested in sponsoring, we have a gold, silver, and a bronze. So for gold, I have to shout out our gold sponsors so far. We have Sports Plus, Sports Medicine and Physical Therapy Center. We have Mitchell Family Funeral Homes, Anderson Funeral Homes, New Cara Pharmacy, Conrad and Marshalltown, and Opa Grill. So again, we have other sponsors that are in the works as well, but those are our current gold sponsorships. And then also you can sponsor a hole. So sponsoring a hole is $100, and we have two sponsors so far, and of course we hope to get 9 total, but they can set up a table and they can do games or drinks or just marketing and have fun with the golfers. And then we do have prizes. So if you are first, second, and third, you will get a prize. And again, we have been very gracious to have a lot of donations for those and hoping to get some more donations to go towards our prizes. So that's a great way to help us out as well. But some good prizes like coolers and gift cards, Yeti cups, things like that we're really looking into to, you know, make it worthwhile for these golfers.
Shauna, can you just tell me a little bit about the Iowa River Hospice and kind of your mission statement?
Absolutely. Our mission statement here at Iowa River Hospice is to provide compassionate end-of-life care for those facing death and bereavement. Our vision is definitely to be recognized as a leader and the community's choice in providing exceptional and compassionate hospice care. So, you know, we want to be involved in our community. We want to participate both ways. You know, we appreciate that we're hosting this and people are coming out to support us, but we certainly want to support community events and community organizations because, you know, that's what it's all about. It's all about working together to, you know, provide the best care and service to those in need in our community.
Yeah, so this golf tournament is going to go to the specific Days of Care program that the Iowa River Hospice puts up, but all of it kind of encompasses right into that mission statement. Maddie, where can people go to either register? Is there a place online that people can go, or do they need to call the Iowa River Hospice to get registered?
Yeah, so they can go to the Facebook page, and we have flyers, you know, surrounding the communities with a QR code, and that will have registration. Filling out a form that'll come right directly to me, and I'll send you a confirmation email letting you know that we have you registered for the golf tournament. And then you can either call Iowa River Hospice or mail in the check, or, you know, just stop in and say hi as well and do that. But of course, if you have questions or you can't find that QR code, always call Iowa River Hospice. Or if you want to do something that maybe we aren't even promoting but just want to be involved, you know, we could use help with volunteers, getting stuff ready, or making that side salad, you know, anything like that. So don't hesitate to reach out and call if you have other ideas we haven't said.
All right. I don't think you want me to make a side salad, but if you're still looking for volunteers, sponsors, and golfers as well, this golf tournament's coming up September 13th. Maddie, is there anything that we've missed about this golf tournament?
I don't think so. We're just, you know, we want to have a lot of fun. We want to, of course, do the mission like Shauna talked about, but of course we want to have fun and just create those community relationships and get closer and see what else we can do.
Awesome. Well, Maddie, Shauna, I appreciate you guys stopping by today and letting us know a little bit more details about this golf tournament coming up. So thank you.
Thank you, Zach, for giving us this time.